Recently, the Gallup Research Group joined with a United States government agency to produce a study about women and media in Africa. That agency is the U.S. Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees Voice of America and VOA Learning English. The new study found that education and language skills greatly influence which media platform or operating system women most often use. The study also found that daily television usage for men and women is similar in most places, but the same cannot be said about radio, the internet, and mobile telephones. June Sims has more on the study and its findings.
Researchers looked at women and media in seven African countries. Those seven are Ghana, Ivory Coast or Côte d'Ivoire, Kenya, Mali, Niger, Nigeria, and Zimbabwe. Tara Sonnenschein was the main speaker at a recent conference in Washington, D.C. She says the study shows that the political, economic, and social involvement of women in Africa can be of great value.
We know that if girls are educated and utilize media and have access to information, they will participate in the political arena. They will exercise their power and leverage in the economic sector, and they will make a huge difference in the global economy.
Gallup researchers spoke with 1,000 people from each country. Magali Rowe works for the Gallup organization. She says opinions about media freedom are different from one country to the next.
Nigeria and Zimbabwe, where attitudes toward a free press are relatively low. Then you have Côte d'Ivoire, which tends to be in the middle. About half of the people think that there is a lot of freedom of the press in Côte d'Ivoire. And then the last group of countries, where with Ghana, Kenya, Mali, and Niger, where a strong majority of both women and men say that the media in their countries have a lot of freedom.
Sonia Glocal is the director of research at the U.S. International Broadcasting Bureau. She says that while daily use of media platforms in the countries showed differences between men and women, some did not show as much of a difference, if at all. Television is one such platform. Ms. Glocal says the reason is simple.
In Africa, if a household has a television, it tends to be a single television household still. Televisions are usually a prized possession and are located in a common room, and hence a lot of television viewing is actually a communal activity.
But for radio, she notes there are striking differences in daily use between men and women.
52% of women in Côte d'Ivoire use television on a daily basis, compared to 28% of women who use radio.
In general, women are less likely than men to spend a lot of time on the internet. Sonia Glocal says there are many ways to communicate to women in Africa and get them involved.
If you want to say, well, I want to communicate with women in Nigeria, I think that still is too broad a notion. I would use our data for example, is to target down women in northern Nigeria. I will use a different platform, I will use a different language, I will use a completely different strategy than if I want to talk to young women in Lagos.
But, as Magali Rowe notes, reporting on issues women care about the most is also a must.
Issues of safety, health, entrepreneurship. A lot of times women want to see in programs is they want to see models, even if it's not from their own country, what other women have done very successfully. 73% of women who said that they would rather take the risk of starting their own business than work for someone else.
Researchers also talked about presenting information in vernacular or local languages. They say this could be an important tool to open up the media, especially for a country like Mali. There, only 15% of women speak French, the official language. I'm June Sims. And now, words in this story. Agency, noun, an organization that is part of a larger group. Media, noun, all public information organizations, including newspapers, television, and radio. Women, noun, adult female human beings. Conference, noun, a meeting. Now, it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.